Why do I say that? Shalom, New York. It's a psul. And Shalom, New York is a psul. A separate psul. It keeps on Shalom, New York and Shalom, Opa. Why don't I say it? The reasoning is because it's tied to Achilles Shkita Pesach. It's tied to Achilles Pesach. And can't do a Shkita for a person that's not a Baruch of Achilles. What do I care if it's an inherent psul of Aro? Well, simply, he's incapable of eating. So it should be one psul. But you see, that's not true. That Shlola Ochlov and Shlola Meir are two separate psul. Interesting question. So from this, and from the Gemara that we're learning now, it would seem that you can't say that the reason why Shkita Pesach Shalom Ochlov or Shlola Meir is no good is because simply Shkita is tied to Achila, and Shkita can't be done for a person that's not a Baruch Hel Achila. That's the definition we gave at first sight. But now we might have to retract the definition, give a different definition. Alright? There's another way to define it. Another way to define it would be like this. That, let's say for instance, by regular carbon by Zrika. So we say the Zrika is the essence of the carbon. Right? That's why it is Zrika Shalom Hashem Bailam is all about Hashem Chava. Because the Zrika is the essence of the carbon, and the essence of the carbon has to be Hashem Bailam in order for the Bailam to be Yotze. And if you do the essence of the carbon for somebody else, there's of course Hashem Bailam, that's it, no good. Right? So it's because of the fact that Zrika occupies a certain position, has a certain meaning of importance in carbon. Because Zrika comprises the essence of the carbon. Okay? So that's why if you do the Shrika, in order to do the Zrika, Shalom Hashem Bailam, it's no good. And because we say Machashva Me'avodah Wavodah, and therefore, b'shas shkita, if you have in mind to do the zrika shalom v'shem b'alam, it puzzles the shkita. Okay, it's puzzled the first of all. Now, there's another question we have to ask. The question is, what about carbon pesach? In carbon pesach, you have shkita and you have achila. Now, the question is, do I say that achila and carbon pesach it has the same status as Zrika by Shor Kabanis? In other words, like this. In Shor Kabanis, what constitutes the essence of the Kiyum carbon? The essence of the Kiyum carbon is constituted by Zrika. But by carbon Pesach, there's a double essence, so to speak. In other words, there are two essential components in carbon Pesach. One is Zrika carbon, which is kaparas carbon, like every other carbon, and then there's achilas carbon. Achilas carbon is not simply because hegdish shouldn't become nosa, but achilas carbon is because that's the actual kiyum pesach. The essence of the kiyum pesach takes place through achila. So in all carbonis, it's zrika constitutes the essence of the carbon. And Pesach is Zrika plus Achila. Zrika plus Achila. But Achila stands in a certain position, has a certain significance in carbon Pesach, which actually partakes of the essence of the carbon. So if we say that way, so then I could say like this. And then now we have two frameworks. But the question would be like this. Do if that's the case, so I have two different planes over here with regard to carbon pesach. One plane is shrika, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika, and then there's another plane of shrika, achila. You see? So the shrika comes under two headings. The shrika is tied to is an avoda vis-a-vis Zrika, and it's an avoda vis-a-vis Achila. Okay? If that's the case, you can answer the question that we asked before. why do you have to have Shelo L'shem in New York to say Psul? Why don't we just say Shelo L'shem in Ofer? The answer is true. If the reason why it was no good if he did Shechita L'shem Shelo L'shem Ofer is because it lacks in the might, in the capability of the Maisa Mitzvah of Achilas HaKarbon taking place. So then you're right. As long as you can't eat for whatever reason whatsoever, you can't make any mitzvah. So it's impossible. However, if I say that that's not the reason, not the reason, but the reason is because Achilas HaPesach is the essence of the Pesach, and therefore if you do Shechita Shelo L'shem Ochlov, it's a psul. Just like if you did Shechita in order to do the Zerika, the Achas Mana is a psul. Why? Because what you're doing is that you're bringing into the Shechita, you're negating the essence of the carbon in Shechita. So therefore, Shechita Shelo L'shem Ochlov, now I can understand why you differentiate between two categories, Shelo L'Ochlov and Shelo L'Nuyot, because they're two shemos that are posel, insofar as Achila is concerned. They're two separate shemos. Because the shem Einam Monu is a different kind of a posel than the posel of Oro. Because one is inherent, the one is simply is an Einam Monu. It's a conditional situation. So there's two separate shemos. So that's why if you did the Shechita Shelo L'shem Ochlov and Shelo L'shem Menuyov, it's possible. In other words, they were saying it like this, that it was between them. In other words, rather than, it's not simply a matter of the two mitzvahs being tied together, mitzvah Shechita, mitzvah Achila. That's not what it is. But Achila has a certain place, special significance in Korban Pesach. And therefore, Shechita, Shelo L'shem Ochlov, Shelo L'shem in New York is, of course, Shechita, Shelo L'shem in New York. It'll come out like this, that Shechita, Shelo L'shem in New York is not because of Achila. But Shechita, Shelo L'shem in New York is inherently derived as possible. See? It's because it says tachosu, the mikzas tachosu. Then the Gemara says shelo ochlo no ish lefi ochlo tachosu iskish ochlo l'menuyim. All right, but whatever. Okay, whatever. But the point is that it's all this whole gzeras akasav of menuyim shelo l'menuyim and shelo ochlo is based upon the concept that achila constitutes the essence of the korban pesach. Now the Gemara says like this. Now what the Gemara says is that. Now what the Gemara says like this. That we have two types of tefillin in carbon. One type of tefillin in carbon is where you're lacking. So if you shech the whole carbon pesach for tmeim, the whole carbon pesach is lacking. There's no good. But if you have one person in the chabura, that's the tamei, it's fine. Follows the group. It's like by minion. You have six, it's okay. But that's not the case by where? By Pigel. Because by Pigel, the moment you have a Kezias, it's not the chat that a Kezias is lacking in carbon. Shana said there's a shame psul falls upon the carbon because of this Kezias. This Kezias causes the carbon to have a shame Pigel. And a shame Pigel passes the entire carbon. Now the Gemara is a Chakira by Oral. What is Oral like? Is Oral like Tuma? Which means to say that Oral is simply lacking vis-a-vis Pesach, in which case most of the Chaburu will carry this Oral. Or do we say no? That Oral is like Pigel. It's a Chalas Shem Oral, and the Chalas Shem will passel the carbon. Just like by Pigel we find one Kizayas will passel the entire carbon. That's the Gemara's Chakira. Which one is a Domato? And that's why there's no steer between Tuma and between Pigel. Because it goes as two different things. It's not a complete change what we said. I mean, it's not Shechita is tied to Achila because of Mitzvah Achila, but it's more than the Maisa HaMitzvah. Actually, we made this step last week. Yet shchita, it's in that way, it's not, when we first started the sugya, we're talking about the relationship between shchita and achilah. It's true, there's a relationship between shchita and achilah, two mitzvahs, carbon pesach. But it's not the mitzvah achilah that's important with regard to psul carbon pesach. It's the kiyum and pesach of achilah.
We had a pesach.
We said that. In other words, that it's not a halacha of maisa mitzvah chilas pesach. The mitzvah chilas pesach is that you must ensure that the kiyum pesach takes place, not just the maisa mitzvah like achilas matzah. You must make sure the Kiyum Pesach takes place. That's the Chiyuv. That's the Chiyuv. You must do a Kezayis work. Okay? So the mitzvah extends itself to a Kezayis work. But that's the nature of the mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah you should eat a Kezayis of Karban Pesach. And it's a mitzvah to ensure a Kezayis Karban Pesach with a Kiyum Achila. It's a different kind of a structure. Okay. At any rate, so now what we're saying is that the kiyum achilah and carbon pesach is not just it's the same along the same lines. That you see the mitzvah achilas pesach itself is to ensure that there's a kezayis that has a kiyum pesach, kiyum achilah. So kiyum achilah is an essential feature in carbon pesach. It's just like zrika by another carbon. It's the essence of the pesach. So we're not really changing it. We're not really retracting completely in terms of the relation between shechita and achilah. We're giving it a different significance. It's halacha in the chef shel korban pesach. Okay. Yeah. So now we say like this. So now what we're saying is that what you see with the Gemara wants to know what role the shem oro plays. Is the Shem Oro plays a role? So the Gemara is giving an analogy to the case of Pigel. Does it play a role like Pigel, or it plays a role like it's simply absent? Now the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, so what the Gemara is saying is like this, that at first sight I would say that Orel and Tomei are to be equated, because these two categories were exclusively structured for Karban Pesach, right? And therefore, it makes sense to say that they have the same qualities. In other words, just like Tomei we deal with as an absence, Oral also should be dealt with as an absence. We don't see any reason to differentiate. If you have two things that are structured specifically for Karban Pesach, so we should assume that they're in the same class. Makes sense, okay? Now, the Gemara says that's one side. So therefore, I should say that RL won't pass. But what's the other side? The other side is no. The Gemara says yes. I can't say that. Why? Because tumah is different. Because tumah is hutra makwala betzibor. So tumah has a different kind of halachic system attaching to it. Because it's hutra makwala. So there I could say that Tumah is simply an absence. Because we see that Tumah is in general treated not specifically on the Pesach, but in general it's treated in a way where it's Hutcher Maklala. So therefore I could say the phenomenon of Tumah per se is always treated as a lack. Mashaina Kain Aral. Aral, really, there's no such thing as a Hutcher Maklala by Aral. So therefore, I'll say that the Shem Oro will passel the entire Chabura. Just like by Pigel, I say that one Kezayis passels the entire carbon. It comes out the Gemara is not making a limud from Pigel. It's just using it as an analogy. And the limud, the question in the Gemara really is whether you can equate Oral to Tamar because it's specifically structured for carbon Pesach, or whether no, because Tamar has different qualities. In other instances, the substance of Tumah cannot be equated with the substance of Oral. It's a different kind of a substance called Sitcha Maklola. And maybe that difference is that Tumah is treated as an absence and Oral is treated as a psul. Okay? And what we're saying is like this. What is the... We're just learning Chat in the Gemara. Okay? What is the essential issue, and what is the main core around which the whole machlokes of Rabba and Rav Kista revolve, according to the explanation of the Gemara over here at this point, somehow from base. So what we're saying is as follows: that when you have like this. You have shvita per se, puzzle, but then you've got shvita via zrika. Right? You introduce the zrika, the machsheva zrika, into the shvita. But of course, when you introduce the machsheva zrika into the shvita, when you do that, so the question is, how could you, if the zrika, well, let's learn like Peshtas and Rashi. If zrika per se is okay, L'shem Arelim. So how could Zrika, when it's introduced to Bishas Shchita, be no good? So the answer is, because the framework that you use is a framework of Shchita. And you only introduce the element of Zrika. But the framework is a framework of Shchita, and the framework of Shchita is according to the framework of Shchita. It's possible. Right, remember?
Yep.
Okay. So now the Gemara has one question. When I introduce, it's like a hybrid. It's Zrika with the character of Shchita. So the Gemara says like this. Now, here's the question. You have, in Zrika, with the element that I've introduced, which is Zrika, happens to have two characteristics. In carbon, Pesach is unique. Why? Every other carbon is only one essence. That's the Zrika. That's Kapar. But in carbon, Pesach, there's another essence. And that is Achilas HaPesach. Right? Okay. So now, and that's why there's a Psal Shchita, Shlola Ochlov. Now, the question is like this. When I introduce the Zrika into the Shchita, so Zrika happens to have two characteristics, Zrika happens to have two dimensions, okay? In one sense, Zrika really is an essential thing in Kaparas HaKarbon. That's in the framework of Kaparas HaKarbon. But in the framework of Achilas HaPesach, Zrika plays no role. Now I'm involved in Shchita, which is essentially in the framework of Achilas HaPesach. It's both. Shchita's both. But it's involved in Achilas HaPesach as much as it's involved in Kaparas HaPesach. Right? So when I do Shchita, I'm an As Lizrok. So insofar as the nature of the psul of Ochlin, the element I've introduced into the Shchita, is really nothing. It's nothing. So, and insofar, however, as Kaparas HaKarbon is concerned, I've introduced an element that's superior. So now you want to postle this, you have this hybrid, which you want to postle. The alien element is stronger insofar as it's the essential part of the carbon, Kaparas HaKarbon. But it's weaker in the sense that the psul that you're trying to bring about, it's alien to it. Right? So the question is, is it worse or is it better? That's Machlokas, Rabba and Rova. Rabba says that it's kosher. Why? Because Rabba says the element you've introduced into the situation has no sheiches with Ochlin. And that's what Zos tells me. Zos says that there are two premises. The major premise is that Ariel and Pasu, the minor premise is that only if it's full Ariel and Pasu. According to Rabba, Zos is the major premise. It's telling you that Ariel and Pasu are the secret. But when you're going to do it via Zrika, so you can't. I want to borrow the characteristics, the requirements in the psul and the shchita that takes place is because of the shchita itself, because the shchita sets the framework. You see? Yeah, but Zos tells me no. Zos tells me only when it's all shchita. But if you're introducing a strenuous element of Zrika, then it's not going to passel. Now the Gemara asks, what's the rationale of that? The answer is, because the machshev is off in Mizrika. Because the element you've introduced is completely alien to the psul that you're trying to create. You see? That's Rabba. Whereas Rav Chisda says no. He says it doesn't matter that the element I've introduced is alien because I'm using the characteristics of Shchita. That being the case, so I have to take a look. The element I've introduced is more serious because it creates pigul. It's the essence of Kaparas HaKarbon. So the psul should be worse. You see? And it's very nice, the Rambam actually the Rambam, actually, I know it doesn't run this way, but the Rambam's statement is very good. Sheikar carbon. Sheikar carbon. Ikar carbon means now you're introducing an element, you're making it worse, you're introducing an element into the Shechita, which is Ikar carbon. Certainly it's going to pass it. Ah, you'll tell me its nature is alien to the psul you're trying to create, but that's no problem because the framework is Shechita. Because the framework is Shechita. You see, the Gemara comes out, it's a beautiful machlokes. What we don't understand is what's the reverse kasha. The reverse says, no, you need zos. It's kila. Zrika per se is kila. But you need zos because since it's a hybrid, it's shchita menas lizra, and you're working with the characteristics of shchita. So you might think that when you introduce the zrika, that it's going to be possible. Is going to puzzle. Kamashna on Zos? No. Only where the psul is shchita per se. And the point of Rashi is very good. How Zos excludes that case. Because it means only if the psul stems Zos. Only if it stems from shchita per se. Not from anything else. If you introduce an alien element, an extraneous element like Zerika, it's not going to puzzle. The other Mandama says Zos, that's what Chista says, that Zos is an exclusion on the minor premise. The minor premise is that mitzvahs arelim is okay by shchita. Is kamashma on zos? No. That only in this case is mitzvahs arelim okay. But in the case we introduce rika, then you're in trouble because you're introducing an element which is the essence of the kapparas of carbon. So the psul is far greater. That's right. The question is when you introduce an element whose nature inherently has nothing to do with the psul that you're bringing about in this hybrid. But nevertheless, simultaneously, this element is more important in terms of carbon per se. The question is, are you worse off or are you better off? Right, now we're back to the time. Time, dear Maschel Vehine, up until where he says, Elodiesh Lochiach. So what Chaim is saying over here is like this. That when you're speaking about transference, okay, you can transfer a secondary substance. In other words, you can transfer a chalos shem. You can transfer a concept, an idea, a secondary substance, like man. But you can't transfer the actual man. That's impossible, because the actual man is a substance. Right? So you can never... Transfer only takes place in the secondary with a secondary substance, with a concept. So now the question we have to raise is like this. When Zrika is done, Lashem Mikzas Arelim, what is the psul? Is the psul in the secondary substance of Zrika? You say in the concept of Zrika? The secondary substance of Zrika, the entity in abstract, it doesn't conform, you see? Or the psul is in the substance of the Zrika itself, which means if the actual Zrika is a carbon, was done for the purpose of mulam and arelim, that's possible. Or Chaim is saying it like this, it depends on whether it can be transferred, is dependent upon this question. When I say that mitzvah arelim is possible by Zrika, what exactly, why is it possible? Is it in the secondary substance, in the chalos shem of Zrika that it's possible? If that's the case, then it'll be transferred back. But if it's in the actual substance, in the Zrika, in the physical, the Zrika sacarbon, if Zrika sacarbon in actuality was done for Mixus Arelim, then the whole carbon's puzzle. If that's the case, you can't transfer it back to the Shkita. That's our kind of saying. He's saying that you have to differentiate over here between Zrika and carbon Pesach and Zrika of Lashma and Lola Shma, as the Ram mentioned, the Psalm and the Dasha. Because in Psalm and Goshen, if I do this Rika Shalol Lishma, it's not because I actually did the substance of Zrika Shalol Lishma that's no good. It's in the secondary substance of Zrika Shalol Lishma that the Psalm relies. So therefore, it'll be transferred back to Shechita. But the question by Carbon Pesach we have a question over here. You might say it's not the secondary substance of the Zrika that's no good, L'shem Mitzvah Salas. It just so happens if in fact you took a carbon And during the process of doing this rika, which is the essence of the carbon, you thought even mitzvahs aralos, that carbon is pasul. If that's the case, you're speaking about the actual hakrovas of carbon in specific, in particular. Then, if that's the nature of the psul, it can't be transferred back to shechita. It's only if it occurs during zrika. So our prime is saying is like this, that you can't equate, or let's put it this way, there's room to differentiate between lishma and between arlas. That shelo lishma is halacha and the secondary substance of zrika. So that could be transferred back to shechita. But the halacha of miktsas arlas could very well be a psul in the actual substance of the zrika. That zrika is a carbon, and it follows through with the concept, according to the Rambam, that the shame oral is a contradiction to carbon pesach. So that's why in the very zrika there can't even be a concept of a shame oral. But if then it's talking about the very zrika, but you can't transfer this back to shechita. You see? That's why the Rambam's lashon ikar carbon is very good. Ikar carbon means that this is and the psul is in the process itself. That's the case. So during shechita, you can't transfer it back. Masha'ein can shelo lishma. Shelo lishma is a psul in the concept of the zrika, in the abstraction of the zrika. Lo lishma, you're destroying the, not because he did zrika. Shelo is not because it's because the zrika has to be lishma, and the zrika wasn't l'shem b'alam. The zrika wasn't l'shem b'alam, so you're designating. You can't designate the zrika shelo l'shem b'alam. So it's in the designation, which is an abstraction. So then during shechita also, if you can do it, if you think of zrika shelo l'shem b'alam, you'll also destroy the. You'll also pasul the carbon. You see? That's my course. First, he shows you the mechanism that you transfer the zrika to the shechita, and once he set up that whole mechanism. Now he's saying, but that mechanism can only work in secondary substances. It can't work in primary substances. So therefore he says we have to question whether the psul over here is a psul in the primary substance of the zrika or the secondary substance of the zrika. Okay, now the question is that what about kula ola by zrika? If he's machashev v'shashchita to do the zrika l'shem kula ola. So what kind of a psul is that? If the zrika, the psul is in the primary substance, how do you transfer it? No, the answer is he's very careful in his formulation. He says the reason why zrika is worse than shechita is because zrika is ikar carbon, and there's a requirement in the very substance, the primary substance of the zrika, that it shouldn't be any arlas. But insofar as kula arlos is concerned, it's on a par with shechita. So that's why if you do the shechita in Yayim Achashiv, you're going to do the zrika l'shem kula arelim, that's transferable. That's transferable. Because there, zrika, he's only explaining why zrika chamura. Why is zrika chamura? The answer is because since it's ikar carbon, so it comes out that you in fact did, were involved in ikar carbon l'shem mitzvah arlos. That's the chamura of zrika. That's why zrika is chamura, but it's zikar carbon. So it's only the halacha of the substance, of the primary substance, the psul of mitzvah arlos, which is in the primary substance of zrika, is only mitzvah arlos is a psul in the primary substance of zrika. But kula arlos is a psul in the secondary substance of zrika, and therefore it's transferable back to the shechita. Yeah, actually he's going one step further. He's saying like this. He's saying that the whole psul of arlos and carbon pesach is halacha in the primary substance. It's not halacha in the secondary substance. So therefore, it always goes by the primary substance. It doesn't. If you're doing shechita, it doesn't matter whether you're thinking about zrika, you're thinking about shechita. It's not the machshava that passes. It's not the secondary substance. It's the primary substance wherein the psul lies. So that's the only thing is, if I'm machashev about zrika, that's considered a machshova. If I'm machashev b'shah zrika, the halacha is that zrika is not considered an alien. The only thing I'm not transferring the psul from zrika, but a machshova about zrika b'shah shechita is a valid machshova. You see? Because I'm, in other words, like, you understand what I mean? If the psul is in the primary substance of the shechita only, so if at the time of shechita I'm thinking about zrika, so why is it possible? Right? Why is it possible? What he's saying is like this. He's saying it's all in the primary substance. So he asked me a question, if that's the case, so why should a machshava of zrika to be effective? Because you're not transferring zrika? The answer is I'm not transferring the psulim of zrika. But the fact that there's a loch of machashva me avoda la avoda means that if I think about zrika, b'shas shchita, so the fact that the zrika, it's transferred insofar as zrika is considered an avoda b'shas shchita, but not the psulim of zrika. In other words, he's saying it doesn't matter whether I think of Shechita or I think of Zrika. Because Machashim Avod Lavoda tells me that. But the nature of the Psul is in the primary substance of the Avoda. So the fact that I'm thinking about Shechita or Zrika doesn't matter, because that's a secondary substance, and that's transferable. But the Psul takes place in the primary substance of the Shechita. So if that's the case, so even if I'm Machashim about Zrika, the psul is going to be in the primary substance of the shechita. Arlis is in the primary substance of the shechita, so therefore it will depend upon the parameters of shechita, which will be dafka kula arlis. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. See, by chalosa psul he means the primary substance, because that's where the chalosa psul takes place. The shas maisa, the actual psul, takes place. The shas maisa, the shechita, that. Yeah, what he's saying is that the last part of Shalosh Pizarus, he means that why is the Zrika Chamura is in terms of the primary substance.
Right?
He's saying now like this. Shalosh Pizay is saying the Sugya itself supports the Rambam position. That Zrika, that the Psul Machshavas Arelim in Zrika, in Zrika itself. Why? Because if you're going to say it's just the transference of the abstraction of Zrika back to Shechita. But in Zrika itself, there's no Psul. It's very hard to understand why it should be worse. Why it should be worse if you b'shas Shechita and you have Machshavas Zrika. Why should that be worse than Shechita itself? It doesn't make any sense. So why should it be worse than Shechita itself? If the Zrika itself is not possible. In other words, if you're dealing in a primary substance, if you're dealing in a primary substance of the psul, so then I can understand, because the Shas Zrika, I can say the Shas Zrika is Zrika's Chamura. But if you're going to bring it back to Shechita, doesn't make sense why the Zrika should make the Shechita worse. If it's in the primary substance, then you can understand, because what you're saying is that the primary substance of the Zrika is so important that even Mitzas Areas will possibly. But if you're dealing in the secondary substance, in abstract, it doesn't make any sense to say that the Peshach Shechita should be worse if it's Machshav Zrika. And why? That is in the primary substance is still Shechita. In other words, he's saying, according to the Rambam, it makes sense why Zrika is more chomer. Because Salach and the primary substance of the Zrika. That makes sense. Primary substance of Zrika, you can't even tolerate a mitzvah salas. But if you're not going to learn, so that proves that concept of the Zrika Chamura makes sense in the framework of a primary substance. Which shows you that the Rambam's right when he says that Zrika itself, L'shem Alas, the apostle. In other words, he's saying this. What he's saying is, he's explaining why it is that there's a chumra. Why is there a chumra of Zrika? Really, Shechita and Zrika are the same with regard to Alas in Korban Pesach. In Korban Pesach. Why should Zrika be more? Why should even Mitzvah Alas be impossible by Zrika? It only makes sense in the framework, not in the conceptual framework. in the framework of the primary substance, because you actually did the Zrika, which is Ikra Korban, the same mitzvah Aros, that's why a pasuk was. That makes sense. And that supports that since then, and if you're going to say it that way, of course, you're saying that Zrika itself, the Shem Aros, is a pasuk. So he says in other words, in order to explain why mitzvahs aras in Zrika is worse, you see, you have to resort to the primary substance. Because conceptually, Shechita and aras is also top of the sasra. You see? So why should Zrika be worse? The answer is because Zrika's a carbon is the Ikra Siyas a carbon. And Ikra, Siyas, a carbon cannot tolerate even a mitzvah Shem Aleph. It's a look on the primary substance. That makes sense. Since that's the case, so that supports the Rambam's view that Aleph passes in Zrika Mamash, not like the other Rishonim. That's what he's saying. Let me just explain the concept once more. The reason why, what he's saying is the reason why the Zrika, the Shem Mixus Arlos, is puzzle, is not because the Shem Pesach and the Shem Oro is a type of the Sasra. That's not the reason. If that was the reason, he's doing an abstraction, he's doing secondary substance. He's saying the reason is because this particular carbon Pesach was Nasis with a Mixus, with a Shem Oro. It's the particular asiyah. The particular asiyah cannot have been done even for mitzvahs aras. If it's a conceptual thing that the Shem Oral and the Shem Zrik is no good, Shem Zrik is a Pesach, so then you can transfer back to Shechita. But if it's the actual asiyah, a Pesach can't tolerate a Shem Oral. Can't transfer back to Shechita. The Chaim's question is very simple. There's a psul of Arelus in carbon Pesach. Is it because the Shem Pesach and Shem Oral are tied to the Sasri? Mm-hmm. Or is it that in that case the psul in the secondary substance of Pesach? Mm-hmm. Or is it a psul in Asiyas a Pesach? That Asiyas a Pesach, in fact, cannot tolerate, cannot be done. A particular Pesach cannot be made. You can't do any avodas with Shem Oral or Shem Arlos. It's a psul in Asiyas a Pesach. That means a primary substance. If it's a psul nasiyas a pesach, then you can't transfer the zrika to the shechita because you can't transfer a primary substance. But if it's a psul in the secondary substance, the shem pesach, the shem zrika can't be done the shem mikvas
aleph.
Then you can certainly transfer it. Rav Chaim's final conclusion is the psul is in the secondary substance, not in the primary substance. The machloek is now of science concept. The machloekis would be between Rabba and Rav Chisda, would be like this. According to Rabba, it's kosher. Why? Because since Zrika has nothing to do, Zrika is as Allah and Kapara Sapasa. It's not Allah and Achila Sapasa. There's two essences in Pesach, Achila and Zrika, and Achila and Kapara. So Kapara is on a completely different track. It's like any other carbon, and it has no shaykhis to our realis. Or no, even Kaporas a Korban is shy. Kaporas a Pesach, he can't view Kaporas a Pesach apart from Achilas a Pesach. The two essences are tied together. The question is it two separate essences, or the two essences are one? According to Rabbah, it's two separate essences, two completely different planes. According to Rav Chisda, no, you can't talk about Kaporas a Pesach without the aspect of Achilas. Achilas and Pesach, Kaporas, Pesach, all one entity. If that's the case, it merges, it's one entity of Pesach. It's not two tracks, it's one entity of Pesach. If it's one entity of Pesach, so then the actual performance of the Zrika, the Asiyas, Arlos Pasos and Asiyas of Pesach, it'll certainly Pasol and Asiyah insofar as Zrika is concerned. If you learn like a Chaim learns in the end, that it's a clash between the conceptual clash, secondary substances, then what Rav Chisda was saying is like this, that since it's one entity, you can't separate Achilas HaPesach from Zrikas HaPesach, it's all one entity, there's a conceptual clash between Pesach and between Alice, and even Mixas Alice is going to possibly.